Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, it's almost light enough for me to see if those freaking moles destroyed my... Oh, I was so pissed yesterday. It's like the 10th day in a row. Stupid things. Because I'm bored in the house and I'm in the house bored. And I look out. It looks like it's okay. Thank goodness. The garden is intact. The little slice that I can see.
That's good.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's, you know, it's a personal thing. But, you know, you don't want your
moles, ants. I mean, when you have a jungle-sized yard, I guess you have animal wildlife problems.
I'd rather have moles than ants, though. Those ants are, the ants are just out of control. By the way, thanks to everybody who, so many good suggestions. You know, I just stick a water hose down there and see if I can flush them out. I feel bad, like, killing them with a flare. You know, that seems, I just want them out.
Yeah. Well,
but then I guess what am I going to do once they're out, right? Like what, catch them and throw them in a neighbor's yard? Like, I, you know, won't they just come back? I don't know. Whatever. Good morning, everybody. It's Tuesday. All I
three more days till Friday.
Or one day till Big Brother.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Oh, yeah.
You got that in a song? Is that that
one
got
a
hook
Big
that
Brother.
Relates to that?
Yeah, I'm so ready. I even think, like, I'm kind of glad it didn't start earlier, like, because now it's all stretching out in front of me. Because it's three nights a week of good, solid trash TV. Bryn, Nicole, you're watching it with us, right?
Yeah, I will. I hear it all the time from my friends, so I'm already feel invested in it.
Okay, good. Because it's an all-star version, you know? I don't know if you... Oh, man. So I started following the Big Brother, which I don't know why I didn't do this earlier. What a weirdo. I follow crap I'm not even interested in, but I don't follow Big Brother. So I started following that. And, man, Julie Chen's all over the place. Oh, boy, I can't get enough of her. And she's, you know, doing her stiff voiceover over the house looks really, you know... I always love how they decorate it each year, like to see what the new... What the new design is, because I always think of like what designer came up with that thing. But there's a couple neat things in there. So yeah, if you follow them, she does a whole tour of it. It's good.
Julie does.
Well, she's not in it. You know, I think she's, I don't think they're letting a lot of people in and out. Well, I don't know what they're doing, but the whole COVID thing. Maybe they're just trying to keep it clear.
Oh,
but she's just
thing,
doing,
right.
Yeah, that thing. You know, that thing we're also sick of. She's just doing a voiceover for it. You know, as they're sort of walking through. But they've got names for each of the rooms. Like there's the key room and the big room and the smaller room. You know, names like that. It's super creative. So anyway, Big Brother, tomorrow night, I think it starts at 9 though, which, come on, you guys. Make it at 8 o'clock every night. I'm going to take a nap tomorrow so I can watch the whole thing because I'm not missing a minute. Oh, boy. Time for Celebrity Trash. It's brought to you by... Brought to you by books. Forget TV. While you're bored in the house, give yourself a break from TV and all your other damn screens by picking up an actual book. Let us know what books you're reading by texting us. And remember, word economy. We're not going to be able to see.
On your text, right.
Yes, when you text us. But there's some mixed messages in there. And frankly, I read my books on my Kindle anyway, so that's yet another screen, so... You know, I haven't been to the library lately. I wonder how libraries are doing in all this. Nobody's going. People touch things in libraries. I bet they're completely closed down.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. You know, I could see that they. It's weird. I was just reading a post. I follow a lot of different people on Instagram too, and Tony Hawk is a pro skateboarder that many of you have probably heard of. But mm-hmm. skateboarding in general, I think has seen a bump in business the same way bike business has gone up. And it's so the pandemic, while some businesses are in big trouble, in fact, there's a list of new bankruptcies or bankruptcy protection filings today from a bunch of companies. But skateboards and bikes are selling out. And that was his post. He was like, I was very worried for my company's, you know,
health
based on, you know, what's going on. And yet some reason... skateboards are selling out. So thank you. And I thought, wow, that's great.
It is great.
People are finding ways to stay busy.
It's like a speed thing too, you know, like when you go for walks, I don't know if you experience this. We see the same people all the time on our walks. Like there's this one family, we're always like, oh God, you got to leave early enough to not run into the one family. Because, man, they know us, and so, you know, you're kind of stuck, right? Like, we even tried going the opposite way on our loop, and then, you know, but then there they were ahead of us, and then we had to slow down. And so, anyway, you know, the thing about... It sucked, man. I was like, oh, not these people again.
The antisocial thing going on.
It's not antisocial. I don't want to have a conversation with the same. I don't know. Get out of here. We're just going for a walk.
Get out of here.
Jesus. Go pick
no,
your
you're
own
right.
Time
That's
to go
not
for
antisocial.
I agree. I totally agree.
Pick a different route, Sarah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's good. I love that. I love the route that I'm on. It's really hilly and, you know, whatever.
You
so
do it to yourself.
But that it's true. But the biking and the skateboarding is, you know, you can get away from people faster, you know,
right,
with their
yes.
with their COVID and stuff. So people like that. Plus it just feels good, you know, you get the kind of the fresh air in your face. I recommend
I for sure thought bikes. I would end up at the skate park over our little 2 week vacation we took. I don't know when that was now. It seems like forever ago.
3 weeks ago, whatever.
And going by there most times a day, it is packed, like completely filled up. So I didn't go anywhere near it. But it's good news, though. There's people out there are finding ways to get their exercise.
And
I, for one, come from skateboarding. So to know that business is good makes me happy.
You were born out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, books, also an option in the pandemic. So thank you. Thank you, books, for sponsoring this break. I want to start with, I don't listen to sports radio. It's not for me. I like sort of celebrity-based ones. And, you know, sometimes I'll do a little, like, if I think it's fun or if I think you'll like it, I'll do some sports.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder, though, if you know this guy, KNBR personality, Ralph Barbieri.
Of course.
He ended up. Oh, go ahead.
He ended up getting sick, and I don't know
Parkinson's.
Yes, mm-hmm. He was a really popular. I want to say it was afternoons with. Is it Tom Tolbert? Was his?
Yes,
I can't remember.
The Razor is his. Barbieri, Ralph Barbieri was the Razor, and then Mr. T, I guess, was Tom Tolbert.
Okay, so I heard them plenty of times. They were a good team, and I think. Ralph was a good radio show host, and he ended up being fired. And I don't know what the deal was. It seemed like, I think he sort of put it out there that it was because he was sick.
Yeah, he sued them.
That's it. All right, go on.
Yeah, so he passed away. He died at the age of 74 after a long battle with Parkinson's. He also had, I want to say he had diabetes as well. Thought I spotted that somewhere in here. He was diagnosed with the disease in 2005 and apparently didn't tell anybody about it on the air until about 2011. And they fired him like a year later, and he was pissed. You know, that was pushing 10 years ago. And he sued them for wrongful termination.
Did he win?
It was settled in 2013.
Oh, okay. I think $4 million.
Seriously?
Oh, wow.
That's a nice little settlement.
That's
anyway,
nest egg.
Sure. He was known for his raspy voice and fiery delivery. And people are flipping out. Like, I guess this morning, you know, we're not the only local Bay Area people talking about this. Did you say you were watching KTVU and
yeah, I was watching KTVU. It was last night. Well, it was Mark Ibanez, I think. I'm not sure how to pronounce him, but Mark, that dude, he was, I guess he had some time with him on the air as well. And they did a show together and he was tearing up over it. You know, obviously he cared a lot about him and he told a little story about him. But I was looking to see if they could play something back and they didn't play any audio because I wanted to see if I can grab it from that.
Yeah, we were going to try and, because I don't know that I had ever heard him. I don't, I, like I said, I don't listen to a lot of sports radio. I knew you'd know him for sure. Mm-hmm. They're basically, he started at KNBR in 1984. Long time there. I mean, for God's sake. That's, you know, is that, that's over 30, I can't do math. That is 20 something years.
What
almost
year?
30 years. 84.
Oh, 84, yeah. It's a year before, after I was born, so.
Yeah, it's the year I graduated high school, Bryn. Yeah, so.
36.
Yeah, that's a good run. Well, it, you know, if you love what you do and you're doing well at what you do, why would you leave?
Right.
You know,
well,
and until they left, you know, helped him out the door, he had a, that's
so,
a great run.
That is sad. Speaking of people who have been sick and have been sick for a long time, Val Kilmer, he was on Good Morning America yesterday.
Oh,
he
boy.
Is 60. I know that. So, if you don't know, Val Kilmer, God, I had at least a 5-year period where he was absolutely my actor crush. I just love Val Kilmer. I loved him as Batman. I might be the only one. Obviously, I loved him as Jim Morrison. He's in Top Gun too, the first Top Gun as well. You know, he just, he had a moment there, just so handsome. I loved him. He has had throat cancer. And he's been battling it for quite a while. And now he looks like he has a voice box. I haven't heard this audio yet. Were you able to find anything from Good Morning America?
I got a little bit from it. Here it
all
is.
Right.
I'm doing great. I feel a lot better than I found. Just like every other language, dialect, you have to figure out a way to communicate.
I didn't get any of that.
He said, I feel a lot better than I sound. And then something I couldn't understand, and I have to find a new way to communicate. So, but basically, he's talking about he has a movie coming out. I don't know if he has the tracheotomy in it because he's got, you know, they had to bypass what's happening in his throat. He's telling everyone he, even though he sounds bad, he's doing fine. He's going to be in a movie called Pay Dirt. No, I don't see whether he's in it. He's also got a memoir out, and so he's promoting that as well. It's called I'm Your Huckleberry.
I don't know what that means.
I don't
either.
Does
that mean something?
Well, I mean, Tom Sawyer's friend was Huckleberry Finn, right? Is he your friend? I'm your Huckleberry? I don't know. He says, I feel a lot better than I sound, but I feel wonderful. I was diagnosed with throat cancer, which healed very quickly. This is a tracheotomy to help me breathe because the glands in my throat swelled up as well. He said that he was asked, what do you miss most about your old voice? And he said that I had one, that I didn't laugh like a pirate. I miss having one of those.
It is rough. It's really hard to, and I don't know enough about him to really speak on it with any authority, but I'm pretty sure from what I read that he's a Christian Scientist. And so he didn't do the things he could have done.
Oh,
to possibly help himself early on. And so that is,
that's always a tragic thing to hear,
yeah,
frankly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so many people that, never mind, no comment on that. Do you do whatever you believe is right. And then finally, because I'm just about out of time here, Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune have resumed production, it looks like. There are obviously some changes to keep people safe. I truly don't know how they can sort through people and figure this out and get contestants on, but they've figured out a way to do it. For Wheel of Fortune, the wheel's been redesigned to provide proper social distancing between contestants. Does that mean they made it bigger?
Would
I don't
have
know.
To be.
We'll have to wait. Right. It's harder to turn because it's, you know, now it's a 30-foot diameter so that people can be far enough apart. And on Jeopardy, the stage has been tweaked to allow for more space between the three contestants. That one seems easier. And of course, everyone will be at a safe distance from Alex Trebek at his lectern. Only essential crew members will be there. They'll have personal protective equipment for everyone behind the scenes, and the staff and contestants will be tested on a regular basis. It actually feels like if there is ever a situation where you could have someone taping from a whole nother room, it's Jeopardy. Alex could easily read those questions from his home, from wherever.
Right.
And they could, you know, but he's battling stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Like, he's compromised already. God forbid he got COVID. But they want to make the show feel as normal as possible. So Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune. Looks like we will have new episodes before you know it. All right. That's all I have time for, Vin. What's coming up?
A giant dong after these.
Oh, my goodness.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.